Are you?
Give me a little bit of more volume, please. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. K-Man, that's all you do. A legal ID. No offense. That was horrible what you did 10 minutes ago. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'm trying to throw you over the Volkswagen and off a cliff. So let's crank it up. This is Conversation Digest.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh? You are, of course you are. You get out there and do your stretcher stuff.
Conversation Digest officially hitting the airwaves. Gateway to the Weekend, Ambience for Your Soul, Party Central, Verbal Extravaganza, as well as Friday Night Without the Lights. Did I say Ambience for Your Soul?
Just now.
All right. Ambience for Your Black Soul, K-Man.
I got the got it right.
So we're here again, Conversation Digest, live for the first time in a couple of weeks. Huge episode, broadcasting live across the planet of Earth, maybe beyond. I have no idea. WNRBLP.org, 24/7, unless someone trips on the cord again and unplugs it. Otherwise, we should be broadcasting live. WNRBLP.org. Someone says to me, hey, condition. Hey, they roll down the window of their truck, right? And they're chewing on Skoller Kodiak. Can you cue that down, K-Man? They're chewing on their Skoller Kodiak and say, hey, condition. A, the obligatory, would you like some Skoller Kodiak? And I said, no, I don't chew tobacco.
Tobacco.
I don't do that. But then B, my CB radio, I don't. If I'm not listening to that, man, how can I get Conversation Digest or any of the other variety of WNRBLP programming? Say, well, sir, I don't know what his name is.
Mr. Sir.
Okay, Mr. Sir, you can listen broadcast and live 24/7 at WNRBLP.org 7 days a week. That can be heard on that live stream.
Usually, yes.
It's a wonderful opportunity for a small radio station with only 6 watts of power. It doesn't matter because we're broadcasting across the world with the internet. So it doesn't matter how many watts we have. It's a sauna in here, by the way. So also, WNRBLP.org for just basic information on the station, as well as wasamung.org, and we're live streaming there. Vintage episodes of Conversation Digest broadcasting. If, in fact, someone pushes a button, archived episodes of Conversation Digest. And before, we've got the vintage episode of Conversation Digest from 7 to 8 tonight, and then the K-Man's, well, this week it was the Friday Night Lullaby Explosion.
Yeah, last Friday of every month.
Normally it's the Stupid Dumb Show. Shredder's here as well, by the way. I'm the condition, your host. The K-Man is here, as well as Shredder. Shredder, what have you been shredding lately?
Not much.
All right. How much shredding can a shredder do if a shredder does nothing with
Seven?
His life? Absolutely correct answer. So we've got what we saw on the way to the studio coming up in just a moment here, as well as the I don't give a crap moment of the week. The main conversation piece of the week could be possibly complaining about Barack Hussein Obama, but I only have one small story dealing with him and pizza, of all things. Pizza?
Ooh.
What are they going to do with our pizza? Just wait and see that up in just a bit. Right now in Conversation Digest, we've got a special announcement about what we're going to be doing for the month of December into January to help raise money for a much-needed improvement on our radio studio board. This is a huge, enormous chance for us to do this as a community radio station. Wausau, this is your only radio station that's a community radio station in this area. So we do this 3 years. This is 3 years in the making, the annual holiday fundraising event, and I'll let me do the rest of the talking.
Wausau's only community radio station, WNRBLP 93.3 FM, is about to hold its annual holiday fundraising event. Starting December 1st, donations will graciously be accepted in any amount at the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association, which is located at 1109 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin 54403. As a nonprofit, low-power radio station, WNRBLP relies on local support to stay on the air. Yearly costs, including licensing fees and equipment expenses, add up quickly. Listener donations and support by local businesses help ensure that these costs are manageable. As Wausau's only community radio station, WNRBLP 93.3 FM, is committed to bringing the best local programming to our listeners. Like years past, WNRBLP will be holding its annual fundraising event during the holidays. All donations are tax deductible and can be dropped off during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For questions, the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association can be reached by phone at 715-842-8390, and information is also available at wausauhmong.org as well as wnrblp.org. Once again, that's 715-842-8390. This is your community radio station, Wausau, 93.3 FM.
So you heard it. So this is a huge time of year for WNRBLP. Through the wonderful funding of sponsors, we're able to continue to do this, plus just community involvement, community contributions. So goal is probably enough to pay for a new studio board.
This thing is ancient.
Yeah, but it's serviceable. We would like this to be our backup. So information about that fundraiser was in that announcement, and we're going to have a video on there soon to give details as well. Otherwise, there will be plenty of announcements being played throughout the next month and a half for this wonderful fundraising event. So, Shredder, this will be your first opportunity to not only, you know, be part of this, but to perhaps contribute as well.
Perhaps.
Okay. So, huge opportunity right now to also entertain you, America and Wausau. 400 block. Ah! Absolutely. So I saw someone filming the 400 blocks, so I don't know what was going on with that.
I'm going to go kick them.
Well, I don't know that you would.
That's fine. It's a 400 block.
She seemed as if she was probably the type that you would prefer to see without making any actual statements about
it. Hot?
I don't know. I mean, no. I couldn't really pay attention because Pixels is in my life.
You know what I mean?
Grow up, K-Man.
No! Sorry.
Right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week around this time, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Not the Grand. What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week, it's an adventure into explaining to you what I saw on my way here, as well as the Shredder, as well as the K-Man. Shredder, the Shredder, you go first. What did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw a sign for a fish fry, which just made me crazy hungry for fish fries because I haven't had one in probably half a year at least.
Was it all those, one of these AYCE, all-you-can-eat signs?
No, it was on the way out of Merrill, there's a restaurant there that opened recently that had a sign up for it.
Is that the one on Old 51?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess it is good where you give details. You know, this is the GPS moment of conversation.
If you don't want to say the name of the restaurant.
No, I appreciate that because it is on what you saw on the way to the studio. You can give locations and landmarks. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Shredder. Well, I guess you want to stuff your face.
With fried fish.
Get some grizzled fish fry action
grizzled
going on
fish
here.
Fry.
All right, K-Man, what did you see on the way to the studio?
Probably one of the last times I'll be able to drive down and have the highway clear of ice and snow for a long time.
Well, unless you move to Florida.
Florida!
You have no personal grudge against Florida. That's one of the only states you don't.
What about the other state and the other side?
You don't like Illinois. You don't like Minnesota or
it's
Michigan.
It's all on the West Coast. What's that state called?
That's California. Ain't.
What's wrong with Minnesota?
Oh, wow. I had no idea you were going to do that, but I think we should do that from now on. So,
I've been saying every time someone mentions California, I'm going to press that.
I didn't even realize that we're going to. I like that. So we should do that for a lot of.
I said it again.
All right, you're an idiot. But I like that, though. You have a sounder designated for that?
For what?
California. California. All right. So anyway, so also the I don't give a crap moment of the week.
What'd you see?
Oh, shoot. That's what I forgot. I forgot to do what I saw on the way to the studio. I saw just a a terrific landscape. You know, global warming exists. No, it doesn't. Shredder, do you believe global warming exists?
It may exist, but it's not something we're causing.
It's a natural cyclical thing, K-Man. Like, you're balding and you're fattening of your stomach. It's age.
My stomach's getting bald?
You're actually not balding. You've got a huge full of
a big
hair mop thing going on.
Lots
of
thick stalks of hair.
So why is... Okay, what's Barack Obama have to do with Domino's Pizza? You'll find out in just a bit here. And, oh, no, what I saw on the way to the studio was just wonderful weather. And I 57 degrees. The only thing is, on Sunday night, or Sunday day, you imply day with Sunday, don't you, Shredder?
Sunday afternoon, morning.
Just like in the a.m. or in the p.m.
All right, so the Minnesota Vikings, you know, the Dome team, they're coming over to get trounced by the Packers. An angry Packers team. So there will be domination. The Claymaker won't be back, though. I know, K-Man. I'm sorry. So if he ever came on the show, he'd be the Clayman. You'd be the K-Man, he'd be the Clayman.
He probably just
so
beat me up.
We saw some great temperatures, 57 on Sunday. Although we don't do weather reports in Conversation Digest, this your gateway to the weekend. Right now in Conversation Digest, it's the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. So we're trying to make everything equal in America. Guys are girls, and girls are guys. Fat people are thin people are eaten by fat people. Everything's supposed to be equal. We're supposed to have gender neutrality. We're supposed to have people feeling good about themselves. No differences exist anymore, Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on here? We got four, Channel 4 in New York, NBC News. Girl starts campaign for gender neutral Easy Bake Oven. 4-year-old girl, get in the kitchen. Get cooking. All right, so we've got a little girl that's already getting into politics and the whole notion that we can't be different, that everyone has to be the exact same, because in a socialist state, toys need to promote equality. And that's your I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week, Shredder. We don't really get into details for the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Do you not know how this works?
You want to know why?
Because I don't give a crap.
Hi-oh!
So we don't really get into details. So I don't care about this little, the 4-year-old girl's quest, or is she 13?
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. We don't give a crap. So we're done with this story. And I was going to play the video, but I don't give a crap. So forget it.
I'll stop that song then.
All right, right now on Conversation Digest, I need to get some turkey gobbling. I know we're just post-Thanksgiving, and these guys are brothers.
Who? Oh, those guys.
So if they had tryptophan, if they had turkey before the killing of the turkey, they perhaps would have fallen asleep, thereby saving the life of the family's Tom the turkey. And have
Tom?
We verification that this is the name of the turkey that they slayed?
Wait, you're going to have to give more information.
Well, that's why you're going to give hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest.
We haven't done that in a while.
Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. We have two murderers. Murderers.
Murderers.
Two arrested. This is, again, Channel 4 News NBC. If they had killed a peacock, they would be serving a life sentence.
Because
that's NBC News logo.
Mm-hmm.
Shredder.
Bing, bing,
the
bing.
Shredder. Bing, boom, boom. So we've got two arrested in arrow killing a family pet, Tom the turkey. All right. Now, we've got a... Gobble up the story. Where is the gobbling key, man?
I'm punching it up.
Hurry up, man. Two suspects have been arrested for killing a Florida family's pet turkey with an arrow days before Thanksgiving and calling, wait a minute, and carting him away for a holiday meal. Why would you have to cart away a turkey, Shredder?
Maybe it was just that big.
No, he's a pet. He's not going to, I guess he could be well fed. So they slayed the turkey. They slayed him, and he is dead. His soul is in hell or heaven of turkeys.
Turkey hell.
K-Man, there is no yelling on here. You hurt my ears. Tom the turkey's owners. Silence. Tom the turkey's owners, Brian and Krista Capone of Gulf Breeze, were distraught over their pet's killing, but gathered enough clues. Oh, this is a mystery. Scooby didn't even help them solve it. So there were clues. The deputies swiftly arrested two suspects. So at this point, Shredder, we think, okay, they were arresting just for the slaying of a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And was his name Tom or Bill? We don't know yet.
I'm guessing Fernando.
So this was in Florida. So the suspects, Joshua Warren Anderson, 19, Jacob Hayden Provel, 18. Well, they didn't wait, did they, the parents? Were taken into custody Monday on charges that include burglary, trespassing, larceny, and tormenting, depriving, or mutilating an animal, the sheriff's report said. Provel was the Capone family's neighbor, the report said. Tom was an eastern wild turkey whose estimated value was $300. NBC South Florida reported his killing caused Krista Capone to get a hold of her cojones to become upset. So she was upset. She started crying. This is the real story. She started crying, Shredder. We struck a nerve by killing a turkey, that is, these two brothers did. Krista told me, this is a quote, that Tom was a very friendly pet who she loved. How cliched. They killed the turkey's soul as soon as they named him Tom. Let's be honest here.
They were just setting him up for that.
A sheriff's deputy wrote in his report, she said she was also scared that someone had entered the property, the report said. The Capone family had surveillance footage of... Whoa, bring it back.
Beep,
surveillance
beep,
footage?
Beep, beep.
I think they set these two brothers up. They were the least favorite of the two kids that the family had.
Well, it's easy to set up home surveillance yourself nowadays.
Don't you give me that nonsense.
Thanks, computers.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, that you're going to be sarcastic to Shredder for saying that.
I can be.
We don't talk about proactive approaches in Conversation Digest. So the Capone said they had that, and they also had seen Provo's white pickup parked near the home earlier in the week, even though there would not have been a reason for him to be parked. Someone get a hold of Agatha Christie, because we had rock stars then and now. What happened to her? She was really attractive. Let's find out who was that. Let's find out. Deputies caught up with Provo, pulling him over in his pickup. The report said when deputies asked Provo about the dead turkey in his vehicle, Provo said he had killed a turkey in Milton, a nearby city, the report said. Provo later admitted to trespassing on the Capone's property and killing Tom. The report said Provo allegedly said that he knew he should not have killed it and should not have been there, the report said. Riding in Provo's vehicle, Anderson admitted to being with Provo while the turkey was killed and stolen.
Well, obviously, hindsight is 20/20 there.
Well, I don't understand the notion. I don't like killing animals, Shredder. You know this about me. I love meat. I couldn't kill any animal. You know, I'm not cold-blooded like yourself. Can't squeeze the life out of a bear like you can. Or a badger, a wolverine, or an iguana with a case of rabid.
If I squeeze the life out of a badger, everyone would be hearing about that.
Well, you'd both be squealing. So... So we've got a couple of details here. I don't know that they were brothers. I just assumed. Two arrested. Oh, yeah. How do they think that they were brothers?
Because one was 19 and one was 18.
Well, I guess their parents did wait because they're not brothers.
Because they both look stupid?
Yes, they both. Yes. So it looks like. Here's the story.
That kid looks like he's from True Blood. Jason Stackhouse.
No, he doesn't.
If Jason Stackhouse had a mugshot.
All right. I think. Okay, so. Well, he's a star. Give him time.
Okay.
So. The turkey's name was Tom. They just killed they killed an animal. Is it out of season, I'm assuming, Shredder? So we're done with this story. I'm done with this.
It's after Thanksgiving, so yeah.
So should we have a then and now portion of Conversation Digest?
With what's going on with that?
We talk about someone that used to be attractive and on the top of the world, now they're just fat, ugly, and poor. Mick Jagger looks the same as he always did, old and decrepit, with fat lips. No, they're... Quit yelling! Oh, my gosh.
Somebody to love. Whoa. Sinead O'Connor, she looks the same. Yeah,
oh my goodness. In her 70s, the Somebody to Love singer lived a semi-retired life. Or she already does.
Well, it looks like she lives a
fully retired life from hygiene. All right, that's enough of that. I'm done with it. So,
I thought you wanted to make that a feature. Then and now.
I'm done with it.
It makes more sense if then and now if people could see the images.
Well, Conversation Digest, this is theater for the soul. We theater for the mind. We don't have to. We explain things to them Conversation Digest style. So right now in Conversation Digest, we actually had a little bit of a fluke. The North Koreans thought that Kim Jong-un was the sexiest man alive. So there was a Chinese newspaper that was fooled by this because actually The Onion did a story on this. So we've got a video. Be back in just a moment, Conversation Digest.
If it's an advertisement, I'm not going to play it.
Well, you wouldn't. How could you?
Well, because it says it down there.
I don't know what's going on.
China's Communist Party newspaper hailed a report by The Onion naming North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as the sexiest man alive for 2012, apparently beating out other contenders like President Barack Obama and David Beckham. On Tuesday, the People's Daily website ran a 50-plus page photo spread in tribute to the North Korean leader. The state-run paper even quoted the Just for Laughs Onion report, calling Kim a heartthrob, devastatingly handsome, and every woman's dream come true. By Wednesday, an online editor at the Chinese paper said the photo spread would be taken offline. He said he hoped the incident wouldn't draw too much attention. The chief editor of the paper's English channel declined to comment. On the streets of Beijing, one woman says she was too embarrassed to comment on the reporting, while another was surprised
that
the Chinese paper would even report on lighter news about foreign leaders.
Oh, yeah, imagine,
the Wire, the Associated
imagine
Press.
That they do a story with a little bit of humor in it. That's what happens when you have a controlled state-controlled media. Well,
thanks,
I can't believe
North Korea.
That they actually did a story that was parody. Well, clearly... Here's a story about the mainstream media these days. Almost everything is a farce anyway, so maybe I shouldn't say that. Eh, whatever. So Conversation Digest broadcasting live across the world right now on the internet, WNRBLP.org. Every show on the station does that as well. Right now on Conversation
Digest.
Can they hear
us in Nantucket?
Absolutely. Nantucket, Ooh. Tuscany, Italy, Chicago, Illinois, all the liberal states. This is a show that is loved by conservatives, by... people in California, and people that are in Illinois, liberals, conservatives, moderates, everybody. So, K-Man, can I get you, let's do the underwriting announcements real quick here. Let's do two or three of them, and then we're going to play the rest of them later on in the show. Yeah, just do them in order. What do I care? Do them in order. By the way, you can actually...
Missionary Church of Jesus Christ. Bible study is on Saturday from
9:30 a.m. You can adjust the volume of each of these on the board.
10:15 a.m. And church services are on Saturday as well, 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, located at 1530 South Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin, 54476. Email monggoodnews@gmail.com. Again, that's monggoodnews@gmail.com. Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. Lee Hur has a natural supplement, Protandium, for high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, and for the aging process. These products are located in IGA Coleman Lee's Grocery Store, located at 735 South 3rd Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Phone number 715-845-4991. Again, 715-845-4991, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. Allied Health Lower Chiropractic. Dr. George Nye Lower provides chiropractic care for headaches, neck, back, and shoulder pain, ear infections, asthma, tingling and numbness, joint pain, arm and leg pain, and work, auto, sports-related injuries. New patients are always welcome, most insurance accepted, and no referral necessary. Dr. Lohr can help you with your total health care. Located at 3303 Terrace Court in Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Contact 715-848-4851. That's 715-848-4851. Allied Health Lohr Chiropractic.
All right, so Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Sexiest man alive. The Onion had said this. I don't like... You mean The Onion is so clearly... You know, someone had labeled this a conservative show. Well, that person didn't know what they were talking about because we have a liberal on the show as well. All right?
Right here.
So I don't want to hear that. We were unfairly categorized, labelized, but clearly that person listened to us. That's how we know that. Or somebody else that was not. But anyway, so The Onion is clearly biased, but they were running a funny story. It was all parodized and satirized. and the Chinese newspaper went with the story. Now, can you imagine if we did some research about the person that accidentally ran that story as a legitimate story in the newspaper?
Probably executed.
Probably not even alive any longer. All right? So, he is not what you might say a Ryan Reynolds or Gosling.
I thought you were going to say Seacrest.
Well, but who would think that story? His father said that he was a golf pro and that he had how many hole-in-ones?
Like 19 out of the 36 holes.
They're delusional. Odds are he read the story about himself and thought it was serious.
Well, he's
the
guy's dead now.
No, the son is delusional as well. He's delirious. He has delirium. Now, if I can get you to get a hold on of his hairdresser, Kim Jong-un, what's his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Just give him a call and see, you know, what kind of a haircut is that? Is it bowl cut ugly or is it fanatical anarchy? Because it's a horrible. But who would possibly think if you're the woman that's on camera, right? You're afraid to answer that question, right?
Mm-hmm. The phone was busy.
Apparently he's taking calls from the media. If someone asked me in America about Barack Hussein Obama being, the sexiest man alive, I would just say I think he's an ugly dude. You know, it has nothing to do with his politics, even though. Give me a break. You don't have to worry about stuff like that in America yet. Does that change under this new administration with Barack Hussein Obama, Shredder? Do we have to start worrying about saying what we say?
No, I don't think so.
Am I on a list for what I say on this show?
Possibly.
Broadcasting live out of the Watts area Hmong Mutual Association, this is the Verbal Extravaganza Conversation Digest. Hitting the airwaves until probably 11:15. We're going crazy tonight with an extra edition, an extra long edition of Conversation Digest. We're cranking the airwaves. We're pounding the microphones. Yes, absolutely, K-Man. Shredder's on the microphone to my left. K-Man's on my right side. I get it, K-Man. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. Domino's Obamacare requires... Well, Domino's doesn't do this, but Obamacare requires 34 million pizza nutrition signs. We're not worried about toppings anymore, K-Man. Toss up the crust. Toss it off. Get rid of the toppings because it's not good for you. That's what we're going to hear about, probably. New Obamacare regulations. This is the kind of stuff you're going to see, Shredder.
Nothing wrong with Obamacare regulations. I'm liberal.
It'll force pizza chains like Domino's to post up to 34 million nutrition signs in its stores. And I'll tell you right now, people that are eating a pizza pie, people that are going to McDonald's, people that are going to the all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays, don't care about the nutritional value of a pizza pie. And why
they want the pizza in the mouth.
Absolutely, K-Man.
If someone cares enough about the nutritional value of fast food, they're going to look that stuff up before they go get their fast food.
If I drink a half a bottle of whiskey, am I worried about the nutritional aspects of it?
No.
You're only worried about one thing with whiskey.
Oh, I'm worried about my hangover the next day. Is that what you're getting at, K-Man?
Yeah.
You want to worry about the taste, too, though. Right, K-Man?
To a lesser extent.
Well,
just shove it in your mouth.
So back to this story. Now, what kind of an impact does this have on the King of Burgers? Burger King? We don't know yet.
Well, he's been in hiding.
Yeah, it's because he's afraid of Barack Hussein Obama's regulations. So the rules require fast food and grocery stores that have more than 20 stores. You know why this is designed to do this? They're going after big business. So 20 stores require labels for each product they procure or produce. Petco, legislative director for Domino's, said mandated signs will cost Domino's nearly $5,000 per store. Even worse, the cost will get passed down to the consumer. So you know what? Here's a story. This is just like...
Don't touch me.
Shredder. This is just like theft. This is like theft from a store. This is like... what do they call that?
Shoplifting?
Shoplifting. Absolutely. Because who, pray tell, does that when we put things in our pocket? Not that I do or you do. I'm just saying when someone is a thief, when they are a scoundrel, when they pick things, they put them into their pockets, that price of that merchandise, that is passed on to the honest consumer.
Yeah.
And that's what is going to happen here, K-Man. Your pizza pie might go up a couple cents, because not only is this going to happen, but this is just the beginning of this. The cost will go down to the consumer. 10% of pizza customers never enter a Domino's store because they use Domino's exclusively as a delivery service. It's not like a Big Mac pizza is customizable. There are options to factor in. So-and-so says, because I can't pronounce the name, there are 34 million pizza combinations. We've done the math. How pretentious. Eric,
look at me. I am good at math.
I have done the math on how many pizza combinations there are.
You can't do the math. I can do the math.
You have no idea how to figure out how many combinations of pizza there are with sausage and pepperoni and green peppers and mushrooms and black olives and maybe some dead fish, too. Called anchovies.
There's probably a really simple equation. You just throw the number of toppings in and it pops you out a number. Just
yeah,
like,
but Shredder, you can put pineapple on there. You can put peanut butter on there.
Yeah. I'm King Math. Everyone bow before me.
Domino's, you couldn't run yourself without me figuring out how many different toppings combinations you have. Breek, Eric Lieberman, counsel for the Food Marketing Institute, said grocery stores will have to do the same. Oh my gosh, how many different combinations do they have in their place between peanut butter and jelly, between chocolate and martinis?
We'll have to get the Math King over here to figure that out.
Well, just when you said that, Newt Gingrich popped on the screen. Consider just one fresh baked blueberry muffin. If one is sold, you need a nutrition sign or sticker, he said. If a half dozen are sold, a different one is required.
Aren't
same if you sell a dozen.
On the product
well,
to begin with?
I think they're talking more about like the bakery and the deli.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have to do that.
Oh, they put ingredients on most of that stuff, but not...
He said the new rules have cost the grocery industry about $1 billion since stores averaged 1,500 fresh-made items each. The common sense, absolutely, Shredder was absolutely right. Fresh-made items. They're going to start doing this crap. Mm-hmm. So the common sense, and who goes to a grocery store and buys anything out of the deli realizing, yeah, I'm going to get fatter by eating this. Everybody realizes that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care, all right? We have the freedom to not care about being obese.
I buy,
right?
buy food for flavor, not for
absolutely.
Nutritional content.
When I'm clenching my chest because I'm having a heart attack, that was my decision. The Common Sense Nutrition Disclosure Act of 2012, which has been introduced in Congress, could curtail some Obamacare's open Obama-style excesses, according to Lieberman. So I think that this is just the beginning. Now, we don't know all the stuff that's going to happen because of Obamacare. Do you understand that, K-Man? Do you understand that?
I still can't deal with what you said.
Let me be
Obamacare
clear. Let me be clear. Style. Pizzas need to be more enforced and regulated. Let me be clear, because that's what I'm worried about. Oh, man, can you imagine? Now, my Obama impersonation has always sounded more like Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Understand.
Is a pick-a-nick a basket?
What would happen to Yogi's pick-a-nick baskets under Obamacare? All these fresh-made deli items, whether it's a dessert or a potato salad or a macaroni salad or honey on the top of a muffin. We have to have nutritional values. Absolutely, K-Man. Absolutely. We're doing this party style. We're yelling about regulations. We're yelling about Shredder being in my chair when I first got to the WNRBLP studios. All right. Now, this is a... What's the date today?
November 30th.
All right, K-Man, let's do that. After we're done with open Obama style, we're going to let the listening audience... We're going to play that announcement for the fundraising event as well, please.
Again?
We have to. It's a very important time of the year for WNRBLP.
We have like 3.5 minutes left.
All right, we'll talk over it. Can you crank that down just a hair, or is that blasting over me? This guy's got more views than you can shake a stick at.
This is the first time I've actually heard this song.
It is? Good for you. The first time I ever knew about it, I had heard about it on the local Top 40 station, who has some competition now, by the way.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, no, not you, K-Man.
Oh.
They were playing it one day, and I thought it was kind of catchy, and then Pixels mentioned it, and I thought she called it something altogether different that wasn't exactly decent. I thought she was being authentic with it, but she was just being a jerk to see if I'd fall for it, and guess what?
You did!
I did. What?
Evil laughing.
Evil villain from a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, what are you laughing at?
What you said.
All right, Conversation Digest. In just a few moments, you're going to hear details about the wonderful holiday annual event that WNRBLP is holding for raising money for improvements, and really, we need it to survive as a station. Community involvement is a must. And Turkey, Tom the Turkey was slain and Obama's going after Domino's. And we got more on the way from Conversation Digest, including there was another topic I wanted to discuss. K-Man, what was that? Did I preview that with the show prep tonight?
You did not, sir. You might have to look that up again.
Oh, I guess that's all I had time for prep for today. Hey, that show prep was 10 minutes long, yo. Do we have any supernatural news, Shredder?
I'm caught up in the series.
No, 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 not the show, you idiot. No offense. I should have clarified that.
He just wanted to call someone an idiot. Yeah. It's been a while.
I apologize. I shouldn't call you that. I should have had something lined up, but I shouldn't have asked you that because I've watched... Wait a minute. Season 6 is awful.
Oh, is that the season with the Leviathan?
No, that was 7.
So, okay, so I don't remember what happened in season 6.
Thanks for telling me what happens in season 7. It's a downer. It's the mother, what's she called?
The mother of all evil.
Yeah, I'm like, you're trying to tell me that a mother is evil.
Buffy did it first.
She did?
In season 7 of Buffy. Not the mother, but the first evil.
All right, so I don't want to talk about Buffy. So
that's fine.
The Pope has not canceled Christmas, so that's good to know about. What else is what else is going on here in weird news? So, three.
I like that to say the Pope has not canceled Christmas. He's like, was he about to?
I didn't know he had the power to do that.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Why does the Krampus get loose? The Krampus.
I don't know what that is.
He runs around stealing bad children and carrying them around in a sack.
Iron Man amputees 18-hour ordeal in Iron Man triathlon. One of the ideal highlights of my life. Whatever. Well, I mean, good for him, but...
It's not an Iron Man.
Not really.
It's not Robert Downey Jr. in a suit.
It's Iron 2/3 of... Never mind. All right, so
I can play that thing now.
Right now on Conversation Digest, a little bit of details on what we're doing with a fundraising event at WNRBLP.
Wausau's only community radio station, WNRBLP 93.3 FM, is about to hold its annual holiday fundraising event. Starting December 1st, donations will graciously be accepted in any amount at the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association, which is located at 1109 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin 54403. As a nonprofit, low-power radio station, WNRBLP relies on local support to stay on the air. Yearly costs, including licensing fees and equipment expenses, add up quickly. Listener donations and support by local businesses help ensure that these costs are manageable. As Wausau's only community radio station, WNRBLP 93.3 FM, is committed to bringing the best local programming to our listeners. Like years past, WNRBLP will be holding its annual fundraising event during the holidays. All donations are tax deductible and can be dropped off during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For questions, the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association can be reached by phone at 715-842-8390, and information is also available at wausauhmong.org as well as wnrblp.org. Once again, that's 715-842-8390. This is your community radio station, Wausau, 93.3 FM.
All right, so yeah, it's a huge time of year. So getting ready for the instant fireplace, for the mistletoe, for the eggnog. That's a little bit more, what do you put in eggnog? Brandy?
Brandy,
nog.
Cream.
Yes, Shredder, Nog.
Nog.
That seems like something I would have said last
No, time. Actually, Nog Nog, who's there? Egg. Egg who? Without me, you can't be a drink, or whatever. What? I don't even. Eggnog, you can't have.
There's only like 5 eggs in there with Tom and Jerry.
All right, so the Pope has not canceled Christmas. I don't even know what this is about, but we're going to find out. And so it came to pass in the 8th year of Pope Benedict's reign. Has it been 8 years already?
I guess so.
My goodness. Wait a minute. Who do you replace?
Pope John Paul II.
Well, how long has Pope John Paul II been gone?
8 years.
That's it?
Well, he died.
I thought Pope John Paul II was done for 20 years.
No, as soon as he died, they got this guy.
This guy is not nearly what the Pope was that John Paul II was. I shouldn't say that, but the day after Benedict's latest book, The Infancy Narratives, Jesus of Nazareth was published on November 20th. Vatican officials found some headlines. Let's get this amped up,
I
here, man.
I was about to do it.
Okay, I'm done with this story, and I'm not even sure if we're going to make it to 15 after. I'm feeling the ends of a day that I've got no energy in. Big Bang Theory actress...
Kaylee Cuoco?
No. Me and...
Me and...
Which one is she, the main actress?
No.
Ugh!
She was Blossom.
Yeah, I divorced her, too. Well, whatever, she still has a huge nose. With or without her husband. Japanese man's childhood dreams give him giant robot...
Whoa!
Dutch princes show signs of minimal consciousness, kind of like the listeners of our show. British farmer hunts buried Spitfires in Myanmar. Who cares? 13 things your child's teacher won't tell you.
Your child's awful!
Your child's stupid! Bad DNA! The 8 most overpaid and underpaid jobs. Let's see what's got going on there. I bet DJs are probably the most overpaid.
I know, right?
They get paid how much? Aw.
Little puppy.
Overpaid job, median salary. Hopefully dental hygiene isn't on here, otherwise Pixels might get a little bit upset.
Underpaid?
Research veterinarian versus pest controller. Overpaid, the research veterinarian. Not really. Are you kidding me? They're saving my little schnauzers, so don't you dare say they're overpaid. Well, the pest controller is underpaid at $27,900. Well, maybe they're a little bit overpaid, I would think. Just spraying a bunch of chemicals. I can do that. The veterinarian...
Let's try.
Shut up. A research veterinarian is $95,000, whatever. Hotel manager makes $90-some thousand dollars.
I'm going to be a hotel manager.
Yeah, police officer, $50,000. Corporate financial associate versus security guard.
Security guards, eh? I would think they are underpaid.
Yeah. What about meteorologist? Jeez. Meteorologists do not... Median salary of a meteorologist is $90,000. I don't believe that.
All you do is read stuff from the National Weather Service.
I can do that. Actor versus public school teacher. You know, public school teachers...
They're about the same.
The median salary is $50,000. You tell me they're underpaid? Are you kidding me? They just get up and blab all the time. No offense. Yeah. And they're underpaid? Set designer versus Army private. Okay, I would say the Army private at $17,000. Heck yeah, they're underpaid. Set designer is $45,000. They should get me... what's that called, Shredder? Minimum wage, yeah. CEO versus staff nurse. Okay, I don't have a problem with the CEO... No, I have no...
That's a lot.
CEO, somebody has to run the company.
I want
to
be a CEO.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine the stress? You can't even barely handle your life.
One question with the Army private. Does that take into account that he's getting room and board for...
Privates?
All the time?
In the Army, on the other hand, works solely in reality. I could never handle that.
Not saying anything about... Room and board.
And it's... well, I'm sure they do, but even then, Shredder, they're still underpaid because their lives on the line, you know?
That's true. That is true.
A set designer, there's no risk there except for diva actors and actresses.
Or pieces falling on you.
That, too. The lights and the curtain falling down on you.
Christian Bale getting mad about the lights.
That would be... That guy's a jerk. He was great as Batman.
He's great as the other guy, too. Justin Bateman? That's not his name.
No, Justin...
Patrick Bateman. Patrick Bateman.
Justin Bateman... Play Justin Bateman. Justin Bateman doesn't do what Justin Bateman does for Justin Bateman. Justin Bateman does what Justin Bateman do for everybody else. K-Man, can I get some music, please? Enough of this. What is going on around here?
It just ended just now.
Pilot versus EMT. Okay, $117,000 versus... Well, the median salary of the EMT... Wait a minute. Who are they at salary.com to say who's overpaid or underpaid?
Well, it's just the median.
I don't care.
Median pay job.
Yeah, but by implying... That one, this is the median of the top one, this is the median of the bottom one. The top one they're saying is overpaid. So they're the ones that are making that implication.
Well, that salary.com.
Don't stand up for salary.com. They know they put their foots in their mouths.
They're putting their web pages in their mouths.
Why don't they put their salaries where their .coms are? Job search for you. So what do we think about the NFL lately with this fine to Jay Cutler for taunting for $10,000?
I thought that was funny.
I can't stand Jay Cutler. He's a tool and he's a weak leader.
I had not heard about this.
Yeah, he taunted some guy for getting a first down. Hey, when you're Jay Cutler, every yard counts. He taunted the guy.
He had the ball and he was running out.
Yeah, and he tossed and then the he guy. Him. Big deal. $10,000? Roger
like
Goodell.
Crappy chump change.
They had to call him Obama Goodell.
No. Hold on.
He's destroying the NFL. Hi-oh. Absolutely. Need you to get that announcement into the loop, please. We got to get stock footage afterward. In fact, we're cutting this. We're about done because we got to get some stuff done. Somebody's got to do it before we head home and have fun time. So it's the weekend, Shredder.
Everybody is working.
Why did you give that look?
I just
did it the way I said it.
Yes.
Didn't mean to say it that way. All right. So apparently, well, Roethlisberger's out again. By the way. You know, I've been hearing lately, one person says Conversation Digest, not enough politics. I've heard from somebody else, there's way too much politics. I've heard that I don't talk about fun stuff anymore, that it used to be so much better. And then Pixel said, well, it's never been good. So I don't know what to do anymore on Conversation Digest. You can't listen to whatever everybody else is saying, because it's never going to please anybody or everybody.
Yeah, you got to do what you want to do, because that's...
I don't even know what I want to do. I have a headache and a splitting migraine. If they're not the same thing, I don't know what is. Oh, we've got to play the rest of the underwriting announcements. Okay. Or we can just list them. I'm going to list them.
Yeah.
Or K-Man, can you list the rest of them, please?
Which ones did I play?
Wassa Auto, Universal Home Health Care, Auto Select, Wayne Searing Insurance, Inspired Home Care, and Lee Quality Home Care, LLC.
How many?
I just did 6.
No.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I know what he means.
Oh.
Good lord.
I'm going to do everything.
You know,
two.
Every single week I have to do that.
You two!
Know, what is going on? You know, when we were
trying
prime
to find
time,
something.
Everybody... 715-842-8900. We're not going to answer, but just, you know, that's the phone number to the studio. So, you know, soda pop caps, the contest, you gotta enter them on the website just to know if you won something. You want a free soda?
I hate that.
So I'm going to go home, race home to think, hey, I could win a free car. And then I find out, hey, I just won a 12-ounce soda by buying a 20-ounce soda. Thanks a lot,
Mountain
Dew.
Wait, 12-ounce for 20?
I bought a 20-ounce soda.
Yeah, and then you got a 12.
Do they do that? Because
that's
should.
That's stupid.
Just to anger people.
Well,
I
think it would be great.
Most people don't even think the 12-ounce soda matters anymore. I'll be honest with you. Pixels has 12-ounce sodas at home. Like, what? That's it? We used to think that 12 ounces was enough. It's not anymore. I want a 20-ounce every time.
26 ounces.
12 ounces are the perfect size for mixing.
I'll be honest with you. If I had my own soda company... I would do like 23 ounces.
23 and a half?
17 ounces or something like that to be original. You know, I just do that because it's a niche.
Three more ounces than the leading sodas.
And better tasting if you like really salty sodas.
Whoa, salty?
Well, Faygo used to be really salty. I don't know if it is anymore, but...
I don't think so.
How dare you?
I don't dare much things.
I don't know.
Stupid dumb show ended right before 10 o'clock, okay? So...
I was laying on the ground.
No, I'm sure that went well.
It hurt my back.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Remember Brett Favre's stupid song? Did he write that stupid filth? No, some other guy did. All right, so...
It was from the intertubes.
Thanks a lot for giving a false name for the internet. Shredder, what's going on with you for the rest of your life?
I don't know.
Do you plan on growing up, or are you going to be Peter Pan for the rest of your life? You're wearing green, so I figure that makes sense.
Probably Peter Pan.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and say, what the heck happened?
No.
Do your parents ever say that about you? What the heck ever happened?
Not to my knowledge.
K-Man, how about you?
Probably more times I can count. I just don't know about it.
So your parents...
They're talking behind my back all the time.
Not together.
No, not together. The world would end then.
So, wait a minute. So, how do you know they're talking about you behind your back?
I can assume.
Are you really that paranoid?
Well, I learned it from watching you.
All right, touche. That's the good thing about me. I just tell K-Man whatever I'm thinking about him, I just say it right to his face. If I think he's stupid, which is the predominant thought about him, I say it right to his face.
Mm-hmm.
If I think he's lazy, he already knows that. In fact, you should be in a 12-step plan to not be so lazy, but you'd be too lazy to take the 12 steps.
What?
You'd want one escalator plan to not be so lazy.
Yeah.
The slinky on the escalator, that says, you know, this show is as good as the slinky on the escalator. Whee, this is awesome! Whee, this is awesome!
Almost sounds like Willipop.
Excuse me?
Because she always says things are awesome.
Sweet little Willipop's doing fantastic, just in case the listening audience is going, is listening, or is wondering. Sweet little Willipop.
The listening audience is listening.
Yeah, in case, but she had some medical emergency, you know, updates all along when she was getting surgeries in the spring. Pixels and I are still paying for her medical bills, which is fine. She's worth it, and she's getting longer hair, but I think she's epic cuteness. In fact, Shredder, you're going to see her tonight, just top-notch. Mm-hmm. So here's the story. Pixels was like, we got to get her a haircut. Ah! I said, how can you do that to sweet little Willipop? Willipop's sweaters aren't as warm as my jacket is, and she's got little legs that, you know, there's hardly any hair on there. Have you ever looked at how much meat is on a dog's, the stick part?
Meat?
There's nothing. My pinky has more meat on it. So sweet little Willipop's prancing around like a little reindeer because she's so cute. No, not like a chicken.
Oh.
She's going to be so cold with that haircut. Shredder, you got to talk some sense into Pixels. She can't. Willipop can't have a haircut until the spring. I'm very concerned about
Willipop's
her well-being.
Willipop's going to be cold.
She's so cute, though, either if she has long hair or short hair.
She get her leg warmers.
Should I have it playing twice?
Per hour?
Yeah. 10 and 40?
Yeah, with those liners playing in there, too.
The liners are, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it at 10 and 40.
Excellent. All right. Let's get the heck out of here. We got to do those.
Well,
all right. So you've been
I'm nowhere near doing this. Let's wait a little bit.
I've got a headache, and I know.
Oh, it is right at the top. Okay.
I don't want to. So each and every week at this time, Conversation Digest ends. So broadcasting live from the WNRBLP studios in the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association, fundraising event has officially begun in 2 hours. Donations of any size will be accepted at the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association to help us survive and to make some much-needed acquisitions for a new radio console board to broadcast even better. This has been Conversation Digest signing off. Until next week, if you listen, that's the worst hour of your life except for the stupid dumb show. WNRBLP.org, WNRBLP.org. You've been listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, FamousAshtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.